Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So Dana says she has no grievance. Sam, you want to take her spot?
It'll come to me.
Sure.
What's your grievance, Sam?
Just took me a second to think of it. My grievance, I don't really know what my grievance is. Is it with me? Is it with the rain? I took the week off last week to build an outdoor garden.
Yes.
And everybody told me, and I mean everybody, told me that there was no way on God's green earth I was getting it done in a week.
No.
I got it, most of it done, 85% of it done, by Thursday. On Friday, it started raining.
Yeah.
It did not stop raining until yesterday.
Yeah.
I have since had three people, including one that I live with, say, so when are you going to finish that?
Wow. Wow.
It's only not been raining for like an hour. That's my grievance.
Garden right. Ain't going to finish itself, Sam.
I'm going to finish it.
What, are you afraid you're going to melt if you get out there and work in the rain?
Well, no. I'm not going to kill my entire yard, though, walking across the grass with 12-inch logs.
Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate at Q39KC.com. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's roll. We'll try to get everybody in as quickly as we can, so just be patient. We will get with all of you. Al in Brookside. Al, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you? My grievance is with a TV station that puts out inaccurate history. It's got this We the People, and it says We the People sparked the revolution. Well, We the People is the first three words of the Constitution, which was written after the revolution was won. So it didn't spark the revolution. It was written later. It's not a big deal, but if they get that inaccurate, what else do they not get accurate?
What? Hmm. Okay, friend. All right, man. Kim in Overland Park. Kim, good afternoon. Hello.
Yes, my grievance is about potatoes. They now do not sell the 5-pound bag of potatoes, but they sell a 4-pound bag of potatoes at the same price as the 5-pound.
We've lost a pound.
Bingo.
But still same, pay the same price.
Yes, and if you give a potato per child away at Halloween, that's a very costly per potato cost.
So you're saying we're going through spud shrinkflation?
Okay.
Get out.
Out.
Right now. Nick in Louisiana. Nick, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, I have a gratitude. As I was telling Sam, I am so thankful for this show. My wife actually got me hooked on this show back in, I think it was 2017. Aww. She was like, hey, I've been listening in. You probably should listen in. It's a great show. It'll make you laugh. You would enjoy it. And so in 2017, I tuned in, and I lived in Kansas City for 4 years. I moved to Dallas. I took you guys with me, and I just 6 months ago moved back to my hometown in Lake Charles. and I've taken you guys everywhere that I've gone. I have never regretted not once listening in. I'm thankful that you guys come in every day and do this show. It's very impactful in a lot of ways, because I think one of the great gifts that you all have is that you know how to bring joy to people in the midst of all of the chaos in the world. And I'm thankful that there's an outlet for me to be able to take this show anywhere. I'm thankful that it's not just in Kansas City, but I can listen anywhere. And so thank you guys for all that you do. You really do impact more people than you know. And I'm very grateful for the three of you. So
Nick, that is absolutely the highest compliment. And we are humbled for it. And listen, I'm going to be flying into New Orleans here in a few weeks to see my mom and dad. It's a great place. And we're glad that we're tagging along with you down south.
Yeah, thank you for the kind words. We mean that. Will in Overland Park. Will, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Let me start off by saying I'm an old guy, because my grievance is a generational thing. Excuse me, as I explained to Sam. But I was listening to some commercial about a charitable organization the other day, and somebody of one of the younger generations was stating their mission. And at the end, she raised the tone of her voice up when she was making a statement, like she was asking a question. And that drives me up the wall. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
The post-statement inflection.
Your voice drops at the end of the sentence.
That is correct.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, and by the way, get off my lawn.
Get off mine.
I hope you all have a great day.
Be well, my friend. Thank you.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Dan in Raytown. Hello, Dan. Dan, hello.
8.6.
Okay, all right.
We're not giving out our phone number
on the air.
Hi, Dan.
Debbie in Lenexa. Debbie, hello.
Hello. So my little grievance is, in my neighborhood, there's no need to set an alarm, because every morning at 6:30, my neighbor pulls out in his, I'll call it midlife crisis Mustang. And when it has a loud muffler, I don't know what he's put on it. But anyway, and he guns it all the way up the street. It's so rude.
At 6:30?
Every morning. It's like clockwork.
Even on weekends?
Sometimes, yes. Yes.
Debbie, I might be leaving a nasty note on his door for that.
And Debbie, I don't think it's a...
Who are you trying to impress at 6:30 in the morning? All you're doing is waking up your neighbors. No one sees you. No one cares, dude.
And I don't think it's the kind of muffler he's using. I think it might be a lack of a muffler.
Well, maybe. I don't. It's a pretty new car. And, you know, I don't know. He got it a couple of years ago, and this started, and there you go.
When it started, you mean his midlife crisis?
Yeah. I'm thinking. I don't really know the man that well.
A midlife crisis car is one thing, but a straight-piped midlife crisis car?
That's something else.
That's struggling. Next level.
Yeah.
Pat in Leavenworth. Pat, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Scott. This is Chief Kitchens.
Chief Pat Kitchens.
Leavenworth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Chief. Good afternoon, sir.
My grievance is with you. You continue to tell people that you're uncomfortable coming to the city of Leavenworth because you went to prom with my wife in 1985.
It wasn't 85. It was 89.
89, whatever it was, 400 years ago. And I'm just here to tell you that you're welcome to come to Leavenworth. You will probably be fine.
Well, see, that's not a guarantee.
Hey, Chief.
Hi, how are you, Dana?
I'm so happy to hear your voice. It's been many years. Back when I was a reporter, was it the best part of your day when I would call and need something?
It was one of the parts of my day, certainly, that I enjoyed.
I always appreciated you would take my call, Chief. How are you doing? It's good to hear your voice, truly.
I'm doing good. Jessica and I are sitting here at Danny's and Legends, and I've been hearing all these people telling me that Scott was talking about us, so I wanted to clear that up, that you're welcome anytime to come to Leavenworth, Scott.
Okay.
The statute of limitations has passed.
Well, so, thank you. And by the way, I do come to Leavenworth, and I love that city. You know that. And if I ever say things like, I'm nervous about going to Leavenworth for fear that I'll be arrested, it's always a joke.
I know.
Can I apologize to your wife briefly?
Yes, one second. Here she is.
Thank you.
Scott will talk to you.
Hello.
Jessica, good afternoon. Hello. It's great to hear your voice.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Scott, why did the tone of your voice change?
Well, because I'm about to apologize to sweet Jessica for something that Dana did a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. She got her hands on our prom picture from, I believe it was the spring of 1988 or 89. I don't recall which. Forgive me.
Yeah, it was junior prom.
Junior prom, 88. Okay. And she put it on her Facebook page, not just her Facebook page, but her radio station Facebook page, which has a reach of 50,000 people.
Oh, that's all right. We looked good, so.
You did look good.
A lot of people were commenting that you looked like Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they thought that your outfit, especially the choker and the blue-black dress, was stunning, and I agree.
Yeah, that was kind of away from the norm back then, but, you know, I always had to be different, I guess.
Well, you guys enjoy your evening, and I look forward to blasting your photo on my work page again soon, Jessica.
Yeah, I have to give a shout-out to Clint Burke, because he's the one that told me about you guys talking about it. It was on my birthday, and he wished me happy birthday. He goes, yeah, Scott's talking to you about you on the radio again. I was like, oh, Lord.
Well, listen, you guys enjoy your meal. Be well and take care.
Yeah. You too.
Always great. Always great to hear your voice. not awkward at all.
From the past.
Ed in Overland Park. Hello, Ed.
Hey, thank you for hosting our show.
Letting us.
Hey, so I have a perfect Halloween grievance. I had a student, I'm a flight instructor. I had a student who asked me to come out to the airport and give him one last touch-up flight before their check ride. And so we're standing there talking, and there's stuff all down the side of the airplane. And so I run my hand down it, and I smell it, and I go, man, this seems like it's lime dust. He's like, I don't know. It was here when I got here. And so we went back, and we looked at the flight log, and it sure looks like what happened on the flight before us is that they circled Clinton Lake, and they disposed of a loved one.
Oh.
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 Happy Halloween.
Wiped your hands on maybe Aunt Eunice?
Her bladder.
Okay.
913-586-7798. That's a first in 15 years. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's get to it. It is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Kevin in Parkville. Kevin, good afternoon. Hello.
How's it going today?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Certified old white man. My complaint is with reporters that can't pronounce street names correctly.
Bell Fountain, am I right?
Oh, my God. That one drives me crazy. Bell Fountain. Nobody knows how to say Quivira. I've heard 435 Highway, and I don't know if you guys heard it the other day.
Wait, you've heard 435 Highway?
Oh, yeah, 435, yeah. And I've heard 69 Highway.
Uh-huh, down on the old 69.
The other day, a reporter from ABC said there was a robbery at the Louvre Museum in Paris.
No way.
Now, I will tell you, the Louvres, back in the 70s, those were for fancy rich people that had the Louvres in their living room.
Yep.
Yeah, but the Bellefontaine, or Bell Fountain, that just drives me crazy.
Worn out.
Yeah, my wife said that in the back.
Well, you tell her we said hello. Have a great weekend, my friend. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. Happy Festivus Friday, and also happy Halloween to you.
Uh-huh.
I just did a left ride, and I passed by the Odyssey building, and I waved hi to the both of you and also to Mr. Sam.
Oh, good. Hello.
My cheers and tears. Cheers are also for the kids going out to Halloween, get plenty of candy as much as you can. The Chiefs for the Sunday, and the tears go to Worlds of Fun. And we please work on the rides a little more closely so we do not have what transpired with that couple not too long ago. I'm sure there might be some lawsuits pending with that. But, yeah, can we go a little farther with ride safety, hopefully?
Okay. Kurt, always good to hear your voice, my friend. Thank you. Dan in Raytown, let's try this again without you giving out your phone number over the air.
Okay. Yeah, my grievance is hot dog buns and the people who slice those things.
Yes.
They're never even. You get one little sliver on one side and your hot dog tries to fall out all the time.
Yeah.
My guess is, Dan, that it's not people who are slicing those buns.
Yeah. Well, I would rather they give you unsliced buns and I can slice my own.
Okay.
Dan, I think you'd be good at slicing your own buns.
Okay.
Yes.
don't bite. Whatever you do, don't bite. Lakin in Independence. Lakin, hello.
That's me.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Lakin.
Okay. Hi. So,
yes.
Right. Oh. Software that has like okay, music software that has like a split second delay whenever you play a note on a MIDI keyboard that you connected to it.
That's a very specific, interesting grievance, Lakin.
That is like, oh my Lord, it is the most unsatisfying thing ever.
I would agree with you. I like that. I have an electric piano and the delay is my grievance as well.
Okay. Lakin, thank you for the call, my friend. Dakota in Independence. Dakota, good afternoon. Hello.
Love the intro song from the commercials. Fantastic. Three quick things. One, I feel like Trunk or Treat is slowly ruining Halloween spirit. Two, how come Halloween doesn't seem to last but from 6:30 to 8:30 if you're lucky? And three, we have a debate going on at work. Is Nightmare Before Christmas a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? Thoughts?
Which one?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I must confess, ooh, I'm not familiar with that
Tim
movie.
Burton, Nightmare Before Christmas. Ooh, I think it's more Halloween than Christmas.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Just like how Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
No, Die Hard is the greatest Christmas movie of all time, second only to maybe Christmas Vacation.
It's okay to be wrong.
Okay. Dakota, they're going to a Christmas party. Dakota. Some people can't be reasoned with.
I hope you have a good weekend, Dakota.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Get help. Lucy and Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So I have a grievance and a gratitude because it can be the same thing. And I just wish that people would grant some older children this evening some grace.
Yes.
I've got a 13-year-old that's going out trick-or-treating, and he's still into it.
We're going to dump that.
Lucy, I have to dump what you just said, and we'll come back with you once we get the 8 seconds back.
Yes.
But I refuse to end up in boss's office on Monday morning for what you just dropped on the radio.
Yes.
And it wasn't even a bad word.
Oh, sis. Oh.
So, Lucy, hang tight.
What did I miss?
We'll tell you in a minute.
We'll tell you when we get into the break. We're not going to repeat it. Oh. But Lucy did not use bad language.
No.
She did not jeopardize the license. What she did jeopardize was about 15 minutes of my, yours, and Dana's life on Monday morning.
Here's what I'm going to say. Because there might be children listening on the app or on the computer. What she meant to say was...
No. Don't. I'm out of dump. Don't try to even clarify it.
I think children, she wasn't feeling well. And she did not know...
She was having hysterical hallucinations.
She does not know what she was talking about.
That's correct.
Wait, now you're making Lucy crazy?
It is now time to go to break. That's
right,
good. We can build
Lucy.
Up that delay, baby. Build it up.
We'll bring you back.
And I believe this is not the first time I've had to dump Lucy on this show.
You crazy.
I believe she did one time drop an inappropriate word. 913-586-7798.
The jolly guy understands.
586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast, except... the brief part where Lucy came on the show just a minute ago. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Back in just a moment. We have a couple of lines if you want it on this Festivus Friday at 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Now, Lucy, you are now out of timeout. You know what you did was wrong.
And we don't talk about Bruno.
We do not talk about Bruno.
That's right.
So I'm calling to just hope that everyone that can that has older teenagers or some younger adults come to their door, as long as they're in outfits and they're having a good time, to grant them some grace and let them be.
Absolutely.
And give them some candy. Don't turn them away.
They're out not causing trouble.
That's right. I was just going to say that, Lucy.
Yep.
Great point, Dana.
Thank you.
Them knocking on my door asking for a couple of things of free candy that barely cost me a nickel is better than the alternative to what they could be doing out there tonight.
Yeah, throw an egg at your door.
Well, I don't know, but that's not where I was getting at, but yeah.
Yes, thank you for the call.
But we don't talk about Bruno. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, never talk about Bruno.
My thing is, and I'm not challenging, at least try to put a costume on. Like, I have done many costumes over the years with just clothes that I have in my closet. Come up with something. Like, most people have the ingredients to create a Marty McFly costume.
Look at what you guys did today.
Yeah.
All it takes is a pair of flip-flops, some black basketball shorts, always black.
Yeah.
And
a hoodie.
Normally a blue or orange hoodie. No hats. You can never wear a hat. And when you knock, and maybe if you can get some readers and lay them low on your nose like an old man, and then when they say, "What are you?" you just say, "I'm Scott Parks."
Well, but you also have to walk around like your knees hurt and old and angry.
Yeah.
That hurt.
The angrier, the better.
That hurt and was unnecessary. Steve in Lacine. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So my grievance is with Scott. You've repeatedly talked about Reagan deinstitutionalizing mental health institutions. Actually, JFK started it. LBJ continued it. He ended the Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement for it. And Jimmy Carter continued it before Reagan did anything about it. So,
okay. Steve, good to know.
I still stand by what I've said in the past, that mental health funding was...
Could I also just add to
lessened
sort of a grievance, but I want to clarify something, but I'm not challenging. There is great joy in the trunk or treat for kids who maybe learn differently or have special needs of some kind. I've seen a lot of shade thrown at the trunk or treat today. I've seen it online. You know, back in our day, we got to knock on doors. We took part in trunk or treats for years with a charity organization we were involved in. And it was a beautiful, I don't want to say safer option, but
a lot of churches
less,
do it.
A lot of churches do it. Less anxiety inducing option for some kids. So don't always throw shade at the trunk or treat, because I think there's a place for it.
Certainly less of a chance of getting hit by a car, which Amen. Is such a common problem.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I've noticed in our neighborhood over the last 4.5 years that the number of trick-or-treaters is slowly going down. And only because, you know, you don't move into my neighborhood, it's not a starter home community. So young couples aren't moving in there and then having kids, and then they grow and they're 4 and 5 and they're going around as a ghost or Iron Man or whatever. You know, when you move into my neighborhood, your kids are probably already in middle school. And after 4 or 5 years, they've aged out. They're in high school or whatever. They just don't want to participate. But I will be driving into my neighborhood tonight going as slow in my car as I have ever gone.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though the sun will be just barely still up, I don't trust anyone not to run out in front of a car that's on the street and run right into my path. I'll be going 5 miles an hour down my street, I swear. Deanne in Lenexa. Deanne, hello.
Hello, how are you all?
Hi,
we're doing
good,
well, thank you.
Good. My grievance is people that have elaborate, fancy holiday decorations in their yard and get upset when you want to take a picture of it.
Oh, did you find a display you liked, Deanne?
I did. Uh-huh. And the homeowner came outside. He was pulling out of his driveway and pulled up right behind me and sat there and gave me the big stare down.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, Deanne. If you don't want people driving by and admiring it, don't put it out there.
Exactly.
Okay.
But whatever.
Johnny Dare, by the way, throws on a hell of a great Halloween
he's
show.
He's on the There's Just Something About Kansas City podcast with Frank Bold this week, by the way, too.
And he welcomes people coming by. I know this. I'm not throwing him under the bus, I don't think. He welcomes people driving by and enjoying the display that he puts out every year. Jake, on line 3. Jake, hello.
Hey, hello. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
My grievance kind of goes back to last week when you were talking about the Alec Baldwin thing and why they just didn't like do the CGI for the gun shooting.
Yeah.
And I wish I have a hobby of living on the IMDb app and reading movie trivia. The CGI is the reason why movies are so darn expensive these days. It takes up most of the movie's budget.
Oh, really?
It's much cheaper to buy a real gun and put blanks in it than to buy a fake gun and CGI it.
I did not know that.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Lord of War with Nicolas Cage based on the true story? There's warehouses stockpiled with real guns, and it was actually cheaper to buy massive piles of guns because they could just sell them when they're done. Every gun in that movie was real.
I had no idea, buddy. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you for the information.
Yep.
All right, be well. Have a good weekend. Hey, we do have a number of open lines, and we'll guarantee we'll get you in before the top of the hour, before the end of the show, before the end of Festivus Friday. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com, 913-586-7798. Sally in Independence. Sally, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, my grievance is being an elementary teacher on Halloween Day.
Tell me more.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of fun going on. But not only that, then tomorrow we get the time change. And then next week on the 5th, we have a super full moon.
That sounds like a perfect storm.
It's the trifecta, isn't it, Sally?
It certainly is. I tell you what. You just got to love those 8-year-olds who are living for Halloween.
You know, there was talk, Sally.
But at least it's on a Friday night.
At least it's on Friday night. There was talk a while ago when it wasn't on a Friday of making the next day, like, just give them the day off because the kids are worthless and drive the teachers crazy the day after.
I mean, that's accurate.
Well, they're all hopped up on sugar and they were up too late.
They were up too late, sugar, so excited. Everybody has to bring, you know, in their lunch boxes. There's no lunch. There's just candy.
I definitely agree.
Okay, well, we're glad you definitely agree. Alexander in Overland Park. Alexander, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, guys. Long time. We have a grievance, my wife and I. My wife, yes, she is a Karen, who there is a certain community-wide convenience store that might go by two letters that has changed its slushy machines.
Oh.
And we are dissatisfied with the change.
Okay.
The humanity.
You, I don't you want them back the way they were.
Buc-ee's, but I'm just saying we're not convinced.
Did you say you don't want to have to go to Buc-ee's, but you're not convinced?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, from your mouth to somebody else's ears.
Thanks, everyone. Happy Halloween.
All right, same to you, my friend. Hey, if you miss a moment on the show, be sure to check out the Dane and Parks podcast. You can always follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We do have a couple of open lines. We'll get you in before the top of the hour. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dane and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, let's get to it. We'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour. I think we've got enough time. Big Al, what's up, man?
Hey, brothers all. Hope you, and sisters, hope you all having a great Halloween.
We are so far. Thank you.
All right. I got a big grievance. I'll make it really short. I listen to your show all the time, and I heard that Travis Kelce has an investment into Six Flags. Six Flags owns Six Flags own Worlds of Fun now?
I believe a portion of it, yes.
Okay.
It's not
well, come
all
on, Travis. Come on, Travis. Take care of the home state, because I just watched on ABC News. I just got home from SDL and walked in the house. On ABC News was a story about the Mamba. Everybody knows now. It's not just Kansas City secret.
You clearly don't have YouTube TV because I cannot watch ABC News right now. Great point from the text line regarding older kids trick-or-treating. And keep this in mind, and I'm with Lucy. Let's have some grace. Some children cannot tolerate wearing a costume for sensory reasons. Some of them tonight might be teenagers, okay?
Just have some grace. It's Halloween.
If they come knocking and you have candy, let them have it. The older kids usually come out a little bit later than the young ones.
It's fine.
Give it to them. Makes you thinner. Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hi. So my grievance is this. I work in Westport, and I have to drive north to get home. And so I take Southwest Trafficway to 35 North. And by the Ferris wheel is the billboard with Patrick Mahomes and an airline company. I don't even know which one. But I was really disappointed when I saw it because it makes him look like he's the pilot getting off of the plane. Like, I know he's I think he's advertising the suit, maybe. But I'm always like, oh, he's the pilot. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, that's not the point of the billboard.
Got it. I thought your grievance was about a different billboard that is right there by the Ferris wheel. I have not seen the Mahomes one, but we'll check it out, Chris.
Yeah, the billboards can get kind of interesting in that area sometimes. So
what's the billboard that you've seen?
Very controversial because one of our listeners on the way to Children's Mercy to get her son help for his addiction to gas station heroin, the billboard is on the way to the hospital. That billboard is right down there by the Ferris wheel.
That's right. We'll get to Robert and then Diana. We probably have room for a third if you want to give it a shot. 913-586-7798. Robert in Belton. Robert, hello.
Oh, happy Festa-ween, everybody. Hey, I'm going to be really quick here. First off, I got a gratitude for Mr. Dan Weinbaum. He doesn't get enough love. And I got to tell you, every time he goes, KMBZ, I get a chill. I really do. Wow. I love it. And the other gratitude's to me because I won my cubicle decorating contest today because I'm awesome.
Boom!
And then my grievance, I think you forfeit the right to complain about grocery prices if you're one of the schmohawks who's too lazy to walk your frozen food back to the proper aisle because you don't want it, or you leave a $30 roast in the bread aisle.
Great grievance.
If you're not associating the high prices and doing that, then you're helpless.
Great grievance.
Great grievance, Robert. Put your own meat away, people.
Okay. Diana in Lee's Summit. Diana, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you very much.
Good. I love your show, and I thank you so much. We, unbeknownst to you, we've spent a lot of quality time in my car together.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for letting us be there.
My grievance is with whoever designed the wrapping for cream cheese. Unless the brick is frozen solid, you can't get it out of that without the wrapper or the foil without leaving big chunks of it in there. And I never need cream cheese that's frozen. I make the world's best spinach artichoke dip, and I fight those foil wrappers every single time.
Great grievance, Diana.
Okay.
I think the cream cheese packaging people and the cat litter and dog food packaging people need to get together, and they cannot come out of the room until they figure it out.
What's wrong with cat litter and dog food?
We talked about this at length last week with the twine. Sam, you were gone. The twine of death that they put around the cat litter, and there's only one way that if you do it one way, and no one knows what that way is, it will just go, and it's very satisfying the one time out of 1,000 that it happens. But every other way you try it, it drives me crazy. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anyone who's done cat litter or dog food, it's this twine. You know, I said they ought to put that twine. They put that twine around the Louvre because ain't nobody getting into anything with that twine around it.
I know what you're talking about, but I open the dog food the same way every time.
With scissors?
Knife, stab, slice.
I know, but you shouldn't have to do that. Why can't they do a pull here? Show us where the magic pull place is where it will automatically unfurl the twine.
Is that what we're calling it, twine?
I don't know what it is.
What is happening?
You can't get through it.
I don't even remember what the third one was now.
It was cream cheese, dog food, and cat litter.
And we cannot waste any cream cheese.
No, at least you can get into the cream cheese.
Okay. Robert.
Hello. Hi, Robert.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Robert.
Talk show in the country.
Oh, man.
Bless your heart.
You're so kind.
So whenever they do the traffic alerts and tell us about the traffic through the city,
They always say off again, on again when it's going and stopping and going and stopping. Why don't they just say stop and go?
Instead of off again, on again?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Would save two words.
Robert, we will pass that on.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, my friend. Happy Halloween to you. Be safe tonight. In the 1700s, on Halloween, single ladies used to throw apple peels over their shoulders to help them score a husband. That is true. Freddy Krueger, got his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Aww.
Robert Englund played Freddy in the slasher series A Nightmare on Elm Street. How apropos. It was 50 years ago today that Queen released Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
50 years ago.
Greatest song of all time.
Arguably one of the greatest songs of all time. Game 6 of the World Series is tonight, 7 o'clock yes! on Fox. A win tonight guarantees the Toronto Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays!
Their third ever World Series. Birthdays today. Here we go. Larry Mullen from U2 is 64. Dan Rather is 94 years old. Jane Pauley is 75. Nick Saban is 74. Ad-Rock from the Beastie Boys is 59. And Vanilla Ice is 58. We got to run. Be safe tonight. Watch out for those kids. And if an older kid comes to the door, it's like 8:30 at night, throw him a bone. Give him something. Who cares, man? It's Halloween. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.